This is the trained SEALs coming on.
Oh, we're on, we're on. Wait.
Oh, we're on.
If in the voice it's tied you use, you say so long to voice day blues. T-I-D-E time.
From Hollywood, Procter & Gamble's Tide, the largest selling wash day product in America, proudly presents the Red Skelton Program. With Red Skelton, David Rose and his orchestra, our singing stars, the Four Knights, Lorene Tuttle, Pat McGee, and Dick Ryan, Martha Wentworth, and John Holbrook will be me, Rod O'Connor. And now we drop in on the home of Procter & Gamble's Tidy Tidbit and Metro-Goldwyn-Mayer's yellow cab man, Red. If I'd have known you was coming, I'd have rinsed out a few things. Skelton!
Thank you. Thank you very much. Oh, you know, I must have spring fever. I don't feel like doing anything. I think I'll just lay down here on the couch, rest for a few minutes. Might listen to Lucille Ball's program. Or I could read a new book by Nancy Freeman and Ben Friedman. No, I think I'll just read my fan mail.
Where is that letter?
Here it is. Dear Mr. Skelton, I'm a great fan of yours. I go to all your movies and I listen to your radio show every week. Now get your feet off the couch and go look for work. Your loving wife, Georgia.
Well, just for that, I'll not send her that autographed check I had for the groceries.
Ooh, company, company. Come in.
Hiya, Skelton.
Why are you so surprised? We've been rehearsing this all afternoon.
Hiya, Rod. What's up?
Well, I dropped by to see if you'd go to the ball game with me. Oh? Wouldn't you like to see a doubleheader?
Your brother going with us?
Hey, it's a beautiful day. Let's put the top down on your car.
Here, here.
Here, here. Good, good.
Speaking of here, here, it's about time that we hear here the Four Knights version of Get to Gittin'.
Get to Gittin'.
One, two, three.
While we're counting to ten.
Four, five.
Get to Gittin'.
Six, seven, eight.
Baby, this is the end.
Nine, ten.
Get to Gittin'. Not counting ten again.
The day you went away to see a matinee, I know you didn't go away to see a matinee. The night you got a call, you said it was Uncle Paul. And when I heard his voice,
wasn't Uncle Paul at all.
Get to getting, I'm not counting again. Get to getting, oh, you better knock wood. Getting, while getting is good, get to getting. I'm not counting again. The time you took a plane to visit Cousin Jane, I know you never had a second cousin by the name. You had me in a spin, but baby, you won't win. But now at last I realize
you dug the hole I'm in.
Get to getting, I'm not counting again. Get to getting.
One, two, three.
While I'm counting to ten.
Four, five.
Get to getting.
Six, seven, eight.
Baby, this is the end.
Nine, two.
Get to getting. Not counting again. Get to getting. Not counting again. Get to getting. I'm not counting again.
Tide is starting the new half century with a brand new miracle. Yes, now, with Procter & Gamble's Tide, you can get your whole family washed dazzling clean without rinsing. That's right, without rinsing. Here's why that's possible. Tide not only gets the dirt out of clothes, but keeps that dirt suspended in the wash water. Your wringer or spin dryer does the rest. As the water runs out, so does the dirt. You hang up a clean, fresh, white wash, one that dries soft and fluffy, that irons easily, that smells sweet and clean. And I mean clean. You all know about Tide with rinsing. Why, Tide actually gets clothes cleaner than any other washing product you can buy. Now discover this new miracle, Tide without rinsing. Honestly, the results will amaze you, not to mention the time and work you'll save. And remember, the Tide you pick up from your dealer's shelf today, in the same familiar package, gives you a dazzling clean wash without rinsing.
Tide is dirt out, T-I-D-E, Tide.
T-I-D-E, Tide.
Well, you want to take over? Say something. All I got's a blank piece of paper here. My, isn't it a beautiful day?
Yes, sir. California has such fine roads,
yes,
too. Oops, look out for that ball.
Boy, I was afraid we would miss it and hit that big one. California has such fine roads, you know. Why don't they fill up the holes? You know, with all the taxes in California, they could fill up the holes with real money.
Hey, Red, look out for that old lady.
What, you? Boy, she was a tricky one, wasn't she? Must be a tourist.
You missed her.
Yeah. She had on her track shoes, or I'd have got her.
You know, you sure have good brakes, Red.
Yeah, the brakes are so good, the whole back end of my car is dented in.
Uh-oh, Red, guess what?
What?
Little boy Blue is blowing his horn.
Well, you can go back to sleep with that kind of corn. He's not after me. I'm not breaking the law.
All right, Dimples, bring it over.
What am I driving, a super jeep? That record comes later. Boy, what'll I do, Rod?
Well, don't worry, Red. He's probably just selling tickets to the policeman's ball.
Yeah, well, I'll get two on the aisle at the municipal court. Here he comes.
All right, me fine friend. Now tell me, where's the fire?
Let me handle this. The fire, me boy, it's in your sparkling Irish eyes, officer say.
Don't be a wise guy.
Oh, no, 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 no.
Oh, no. Now tell me, would you be from the old side?
Well, no.
He's from a long line of old sides.
Please. Sure, and you're right, officer. Yes, 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 yes. That's the Irish version of here, 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 here.
Well, you don't look particularly Irish.
Oh, but I am, me boy.
What's your name?
Barry Fitzskelton. That is. Yes, 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 yes.
Oh, it is, is it?
Yes, it is. Tell me, what did I do? Something wrong?
Did you know that you was only doing 29 miles an hour in a 30-mile zone?
What else did I do?
Just let me see your driver's license.
Oh, sure. I always carry it with me. I never go away without me license. I always carry it. Uh-oh, I always... Oh, there it is. There it is, me boy.
Not this old one. I want to see your new license.
The new one?
Yes.
That's the only one I got with me.
Is it now?
Yoink.
Well, if you're not in a hurry, I'd like you to read what it says here on your license.
Oh? Let's see. This license expires February 1950.
Ah.
Sure is a warm day for January, isn't it? Well, look, officer, I'll go down and get a new license right away.
Take this citation and appear in traffic court in 48 hours with your new license.
Yeah, thank you, officer.
Hey, hold on. You can't drive. You don't have a license.
You mean that I can't drive down to get a license because I have to get a... I have a license before... Wait a minute now. We can handle that. You mean I can't go down to get a license because I don't have a license to go down to get a license? Some communist wrote this. Okay, O'Connor. You drive. I'll give this script the loyalty test right after the book. I had a loaf of Russian rye bread last night, and I gave every slice the loyalty test.
Well, like don't that? Feel bad, Red. Say, maybe we ought to run through all the rules we can think of to refresh your memory before the driver's test.
Yeah, yeah, 4 years is a long time, but I think I can remember most of them. Ask me some of the questions they
ask. Okay, now, here's one. Under California law, when has the pedestrian the right of way?
When he's in Arizona. Or dead. What's another question?
All right, if your car is going at 60 miles an hour and you apply the brakes within 20 seconds, what is your deceleration in feet per second if the coefficient of friction on an icy road is 0.042?
Answer the phone, will you?
Now, that, you're double-crossing me. Now, that same question was on my income tax blank. I figured you'd louse me up with something like that.
Why?
You just don't look right to me. Give me another question.
Okay, here's a tough one. Red, if you come to a red light now...
Yeah?
But the policeman signals you to go on through, what do you do?
I give him the keys and walk. I can pass the test. That's enough questions. Come on.
Well, here's the license bureau.
Yeah, we'll just park right here by the fire plug. Give him something to talk about.
Yeah.
Boy, what a long line of people. Boy, we're going to have to wait a long time in this line. Want a steak bone?
No, thanks.
Got a
Where
lot
did
of
you
them.
Get that bone?
Well, I had lunch today. I told him to wrap up the scrap meat from a dog. It's awful good. You want some salad?
Salad?
Huh?
Salad?
Yeah, I told him I had a rabbit, too. Hey, your wallet must be showing. Here comes Polly the panhandler. Get a load of that beat-up fur coat she's wearing. Is that a coat or did somebody tire and hair her?
Man the air, Wick. Here she comes.
Yeah, she spotted us.
Well, howdy, gents.
Howdy, gents.
I can't shake hands with you.
Why?
Well, today, as I was coming out of the Biltmore Hotel, Alley, I reached for a cigarette and the car ran over my finger.
Polly, you ought to stop picking up cigarette butts.
Why? It's the only exercise I get anymore.
Uh-oh.
You know, I've put on so much weight lately.
Yeah, I noticed. Your stomach looked like a beer keg.
Well, it should. That's what I've been using it for.
Why don't you go on a diet, Polly?
Oh, I tried to, but they serve such fattening foods down at the city jail.
So?
Say, you fellas wouldn't happen to have some sandpaper on you,
sandpaper?
Would you? I'd like to smooth out a few wrinkles.
Are those wrinkles? Face looked like a road map with fuzz.
So that's a remark, youngster. If my eyebrows hadn't gone bald, I'd frown at you.
Hey, get your hand out of my pocket, Polly. I got to go in and get some driver's license.
Oh, you want a driver's license, youngster? Sure. Why didn't you say so? I'll sell you one cheap. I got a couple of dozen in my shopping bag.
You've been picking pockets again.
Oh, don't say that.
Why?
Well, you know how the truth hurts.
Yeah.
But I wasn't really stealing.
No?
I was only checking to see if money's changed any since I last had a buck.
It sure has. Now the dollar bills have Washington's face and Harry's fingerprints on them. Well, they've cut taxes, you know. They've cut some of the excess taxes. That's like taking one floor off the Empire State Building.
You're really broke, huh, Polly?
Yeah, you said it. I've hocked everything I own. My teeth, my eyelashes, my toupee. If I was to pass away tomorrow, they'd have to bury the pawn shop.
Say, what are you doing here at the police station?
Yeah, did the police pick you up again, Polly?
Yeah,
and was I insulted? Not a man in that patrol wagon would stand up and give me his seat. Oh, what bums they're picking up nowadays. It's getting so a lady can't ride in that wagon anymore and keep her dignity.
Well, ask for number two wagon next time. The springs are better. Say, have you ever thought about... I never thought about going straight.
Oh, I got news for you, youngster. With my knock knees, I can't go any way but zigzag. Well, I got a scoot.
Oh.
Yeah. The boys are giving me a testimonial dinner down at the hobo jungle. Well, keep in touch.
Goodbye, Tommy.
Oh, come on, the line's moving up.
Yeah, by the time I get a new license, it'll be expired, too. Hey, what's holding the line up now?
Well, there's a fellow that looks like a farmer having a little difficulty signing his name.
Well, if you can't write your name, just make your mark.
Well, now, don't rush me, boy. Make my mark, huh?
Yeah, just make your mark.
Just make the mark. Well, I'm trying to figure out how to spell X.
Well, look. You just tell me your name, and then I'll write it.
Oh, you will? This'll be good. My name is Clem Cadiddlehopper.
When you're through chewing your cud, I'd appreciate it if you'd tell me your name.
Cadiddlehopper's the name. Cadiddlehopper. Of course, my cadiddle hopping days are just about over. You know?
Okay. Okay, now step over here for your eye test.
Oh, eye test?
Yes. Now, look at that chart. Look at that chart on the wall.
Which one?
Tell me, what color is the red line?
Well, there's always room for one more idiot around here, I guess. Would you mind repeating that?
All right. What color is the red line?
That is a catchy one.
Well, look. Can you read the top line?
The top line?
Yes,
yes. It's a Russian name, isn't it?
No, just read the letters.
You sure that's not a Russian name? I could swear it's one of the boys with the State Department.
Look, just read the line.
Well, I'll tell you, I can read the line if I could just figure out what that first letter is. Yeah. I know what it is, but I just can't think of it. If you would just recite the alphabet for me, I come to that letter, then I'll know where to start.
Okay. A, B, C, D, E, F, G, H, I, J, K, L, M, N, O, P, L, M, N, O, P, Q, R, S, T, U, V, W, X, Y, Z.
Go ahead. You almost put me to sleep, you know.
Tell me, how did you get so nutty?
I have connections in Washington.
All right. Now, look, cover your right eye
yes.
with your hand,
yes.
and then tell me what you see.
My palm. I think that he didn't get it. Yeah, go ahead, boy.
Well, how do you get so stupid?
I took lessons.
Well, excuse me.
I never read in between lines on political speeches. That's how I got so stupid.
Excuse me, Clem, but do you realize that you're holding up the whole line?
No.
They oughtn't to give guys like you a license to drive a car.
Driver's license? I'm applying for a marriage license.
For marriage, you need a girl.
Well, I figured there'd be a catch to her.
All right, let's get back to the eye test.
Oh, don't bother. I've got a 20/20 vision, you see. I see 20 of everything. See, that's why I was rejected from the draft board, on account of my vision. I just couldn't see myself with a gun.
Well, you'll have to wear glasses when you drive, Mr. Cadiddlehopper.
Well, I tried that last month, you see, but I couldn't see through them. So I guess I'll have to give them back to my mother, huh? Oh,
yeah. Jeffa, you better.
I will, as soon as we make up. You see, we had a little argument.
Oh, really?
Yes, it was a misunderstanding. Strictly an accident. I apologize, but she wouldn't accept.
What happened?
Oh, it was just a little accident. I still insist, though, if she hadn't have walked between me and the cuspidor, it would have never happened.
Take this question paper and go over there and then write out the answers.
Okay, donkey.
Next.
Come on, Red, you're next.
Yeah, we finally made it, boy.
All right, okay, sir. First, I've got to test your eyes.
Oh, yeah?
Now, read that eye chart on the wall.
Oh?
And start with the top line.
Oh, the red one?
Yeah.
Let's see.
Top line there.
Oh, Dave Rose and his orchestra.
Next line.
Will now play.
Bottom line.
Canasta.
Thank you.
Lady, you can now cut your wash day work in half with Tide. Because with Procter & Gamble's Tide, you can now get your wash dazzling clean without rinsing. You see, Tide gets the dirt out of clothes and keeps that dirt suspended in the wash water. Wring out the water, the dirt goes too. Your clothes are fresh, white, clean. You know how clean Tide has always gotten your clothes with rinsing. Cleaner than any other washing product known. Now, try Tide without rinsing. The results will amaze you, and you'll save time and work. Yes, this is the latest and greatest miracle of the same wonderful Tide you've always used. The Tide on your dealer's shelf right now, in the same familiar package, will wash clothes dazzling clean without rinsing. So try Tide tomorrow. Buy the new giant economy size package for more convenience, for more economy.
Psst. What's the matter?
Hey, Red, have you finished answering those traffic questions yet?
Oh, this guy next to me is causing me a lot of trouble. He keeps getting in the way, and I can't see what answers he's writing down.
Are you copying from his paper?
Why not? It worked when I was in grade school. Remember how I used to look over your shoulder for the answers? We both flunked. Hey, mister, could you write a little faster? I'm in a hurry.
I hope you're not copying from my paper.
Why, I wouldn't think of such a thing.
Well, that's good, because I'm writing a letter to my wife.
You know, I thought it was funny at that last question, what do you do with a fire truck coming? And I put down love and kisses.
Oh, there's Cauliflower McPug over there.
I'll see you later. I don't want to talk to him.
I'll go see how he's doing. Hey, Cauliflower. Howdy, McPug.
Now, wait a minute, Buster. Wait a minute. Why do you have to bust in here like it? Now you scared that robin away. You scared the robin away.
You still hear bells and birds, huh?
No, no, no.
Hey, kid. I missed you last week.
Well, the guy I was fighting didn't. Every time that guy threw a punch, he hit my eye, I cleverly blocked it with my nose. Look what he did to my nose. Look what he did to my nose.
Did he break it?
I'm not sure. Can't even find it. The only thing I know is every time I get a cold now, my ears need it. I had a good fight, though, last night. A good fight last night. I said to this guy, come on, boy. Put him up. I said, come on. Come on, are you yellow? He's yellow. I'm black and blue. I felt sorry for the guy. I felt sorry for him. That poor guy was covered with blood. My blood, but he's covered with blood. I should have to answer the phone, will you? I should have stayed in college, you know.
You went to college?
Oh, yeah. I might enroll again. If they'll give me my old jar back. Did you read in the Police Gazette where I stole my brain to the university?
No.
Yeah. I don't have to deliver it until the final count, of course. But it's the fastest buck and a half I ever learned in my life.
You sold your brain for a dollar and a half?
Well, why not? It's good at new.
You're right there. It's hardly been used.
That's cute. That's cute. No place for an hammer. That's cute. Boy, a flock of them flew over at that time. Boy. It's a flying saucer with a trolley bell on it.
Cauliflower, I think you caught too many punches in your last fight.
Well, you couldn't by chance be referring to the fight I had like a week ago with a kangaroo. Boy, now there was something. I had a fight with a kangaroo. Yeah,
well, I wasn't there.
And neither was I after the first round.
You mean to say you fought a kangaroo?
That's what I did. Personally, you couldn't tell us apart. They were built about the same way, you know. But did I have that kangaroo buffalo for a few minutes there? He kept swinging and he couldn't lay a glove on me. Kangaroo, he didn't know where I was. All the time I was right there hiding in his pouch.
But he finally knocked you out, huh?
Yeah, you see, the baby kangaroo in his pouch snitched on me, the dirty little toolpick. Say, remove your hat. They're towing the bells for somebody.
Don't look now, Cauliflower,
must
but
be a
I...
a good humor man. They're carrying him out with bell doors.
But I think your brain just stripped its gears.
Oh, you think I'm short-circuited? Hey, did you hear about the electrician who gave all of his friends shorts for Christmas? Let it go. You You think I'm a bum? You ought to see some of them guys down the gymnasium. Certified fruitcake, if you ever saw one. They're all the time spending time fire drilling. All morning long, every day, a fire drill.
What's wrong with that?
That gymnasium burned down 4 years ago. Oh, listen, there's a blacksmith shop opened up. I hear him hitting the horseshoes. Listen.
Say, tell me something. What are you doing down here at the Auto License Bureau?
Well, I'll turn a page and find out. I just came down here to get a driver's license. See, I drive a truck on the side.
Drive a truck, huh? Is it hard work?
On the side, yeah. You know, the only trouble I have is them fire engines. They caused me a lot of trouble. I'm driving along, and all of a sudden, I hear the fire bells. Clang, 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 clang. Well, being a very courteous driver, I pull over the side of the road to let them pass, but they never do. I always hear the bells, but I never see a fire truck. Oh, there comes the good humor man. Would you care for a tutti frutti? I'll see you later. I'll see you later.
I don't wonder if Skelton's finished his driver's exam yet. There he is, leaning on the door. How'd you make out, Red?
You watched Clem take his test, didn't you?
Yeah.
Shake hands with a new champion. Here's my grades.
I don't understand it, Red. How could you flunk a simple driver's exam?
I only missed 8 questions.
Well, how many questions were there?
7. I missed one of them twice.
I'll bet if you go back and tell them you're a native Californian, they'll pass you.
Well, all kidding aside, folks, you should take and check your license, your health, your heart, your eyes before you drive. And the main thing you should check before you drive your car is your liquor bottle.
Thanks for being with us, and until next Sunday,
this is Red Skelton saying goodbye now. Thanks for listening, and thanks for buying more of the Voice Day Miracles. Hi.
Tide. Softness, exciting natural sheen. Don't just wash your hair, condition it with New Dream.
It's here, a shampoo that conditions your hair to natural softness, natural sheen. It's New Dream shampoo, now with beauty conditioner. No other shampoo has this new beauty conditioner. It's an exclusive cleansing agent found only in gentle New Dream.
Don't just wash your hair, condition it with New Dream.
New Dream Shampoo, now with beauty conditioner. Try it.
This program is a copyrighted feature. This is CBS, the Columbia Broadcasting System.